Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. I'm Claire Black. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow close to each other and closer to Jesus. Have you ever said something and then immediately wish you could take it back? Oh boy. One time, when I was little, I was talking to my mom, and I asked her to open a door, and she kind of took a second because she was busy, and I very rudely said, or not, and then right away I regretted it. Sound familiar? Maybe you said something mean to your brother or sister. Maybe you interrupted your mom. Maybe you gossiped about someone and then felt really bad later. The Bible tells us that our words are very powerful. They can help people or hurt people. They can start arguments or solve problems. They can make someone feel included or left out. That's why the Bible says we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Today, Dana Gresh and Susie Weibel are back in the woods, and they run into a very noisy bird. Gear up for episode 3 of this podcast season, Build or Break. I am a true girl. Here's Susie.
This might be my favorite time to be out here.
Golden hour?
Yep. Everything looks prettier during golden hour. The trees look prettier, the sky looks prettier. Even the dirt looks prettier.
Okay. Well, I guess that is true. Golden hour does make everything look a little more beautiful.
Yeah, it really does. And it also feels like the woods, I don't know, like they're getting ready for nighttime.
That's true. The daytime animals, they're settling down. The nighttime animals, they're starting to wake up.
Including our owl friends.
Exactly. And that's why we came out a little earlier today. We're on another owl hunt.
Yeah, I like that. Sounds much more adventurous than we're going to sit quietly for hours and hope we hear something.
Okay, I hear the sarcasm in your voice. Well, owl hunting really mostly involves sitting quietly and hoping we hear something.
So basically, we are professional owl wait. Whoa! Is that? It is. That woodpecker sounds like he's trying to take the whole tree down.
Yeah, look, there he is. It's a pileated woodpecker. Yeah, that's the largest known in the United States. Very rare to see one. Oh, man, I wish I had my binoculars. My dad bought me some special ones just to spy on these guys. Now, they're shy, Susie, so they don't usually come close. I actually feed them on my farm because, well, I'm basically obsessed.
So I see.
So woodpeckers peck on trees. And quite honestly, sometimes on my wooden house.
Oh.
They're looking for bugs. And they're looking to make holes for their nests.
Well, he must be building a giant birdie mansion. He is definitely not sitting quietly and hoping to hear something.
Nope. Woodpeckers are just always very busy and very loud.
So that bird's the opposite of an owl.
Well, you know what? That's actually very true. Owls are very quiet, very careful, very observant. Woodpeckers are just loud and constantly tapping on everything.
So if birds were people, the owl would be the quiet person who listens and thinks a lot. And the woodpecker would be the person who talks all the time and makes a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm. That might be a really good way to describe it. Oh, well, there he goes. Goodbye, friend. And I wonder, what does this encounter teach us about wisdom, since we have been talking about that on these owl hunts?
Well, one of the places we need wisdom the most is in what we say.
Oh, so true. Oh, words are very small, but they can do very big things.
Hey, you know, Dana, that woodpecker actually reminds me of something.
What's that?
Sometimes people can be a little like woodpeckers.
Loud and always making noise?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Sometimes we talk a lot. We interrupt. We say things before we think. We don't always choose our words very carefully.
I kind of feel like you might be describing every human who's ever lived, including us.
Especially us.
But the Bible, it actually talks a lot about our words, because words are really powerful.
Yeah, that's true. I can think of times when someone said something really kind to me and it made my whole day better. Oh, just yesterday, someone called me a rock star.
You totally are.
No, that shouldn't be taken literally, but it made me happy. They trust me to do a good job for them. And I just, I don't know, kind of found a kick in my step.
Yep, I get it. I've had that happen. But you know what? I can also think of times when someone said something unkind and it stuck with me.
Mm.
For a very long time sometimes. I still remember the exact sentence of something a mean girl said to me in school. And I don't have to tell you, but that was many years ago. Yeah, that sentence still hurts me when I think about it.
Did it stick with you or stick on you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of amazing that something as small as words can make such a big difference.
It really is. You know, words are small, but they do very big things. They encourage someone or they hurt someone.
Oh, they can either start a fight or end a fight.
Yeah, they can make someone feel included or make someone feel left out.
Yeah, and that's why I want to speak with wisdom.
Susie, I don't have my Bible in a deep pocket like you, but I do have my phone here in my back pocket, and on it is the new Wonder app for teen girls, which I am so proud that we created together. Let me look up a verse that I think will really help us here. Let's see. Speaking of birds, that's the Wonder hummingbird who guides girls through the app. Okay, let me just go to the Bible here. And I'm going to find James 1:19. Here it is. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Quick to listen and slow to speak. That sounds a lot like an owl again.
It really does. Owls sit, they watch, they listen before they move. They perch before they fly. Wise people listen and think before they speak.
I think a lot of problems would be avoided if people were slow to speak.
Oh, I think you're right, Suze. A lot of arguments, hurt feelings, and trouble start with words that were just simply said too quickly.
So sometimes wisdom is not just making big decisions. Sometimes wisdom is deciding the next word to say, or maybe even more importantly, what words not to say.
Conviction just hit my heart. This whole idea about wise words reminds me of a woman in the Bible. It was a woman who used very wise words to stop a really big problem.
Oh, who's that?
Abigail. She perched before she flew. She used her words very carefully. But the Bible says that she was married to a man who was very angry and very wordy. Banged around in life, kind of like a woodpecker. Her story is in 1 Samuel 25. Let me find it again here in my app.
Oh, wait, before you read it. So we already know that we have a wise person and a foolish person in the same household?
Yeah, and this is where the story gets really interesting. David, who would later become king, had been protecting this man's shepherds and animals out in the fields. This man's name was Nabal.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah. So David sent some men to ask Nabal for some food for his troops. Now, you'd think Nabal would be like, oh, I'd love to. It's an easy way for me to say thank you for taking care of my sheep for me.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty reasonable request.
It totally does. But Nabal was very rude. He refused to help David. And he didn't just refuse. He insulted David and his men. He was not careful with his words. Let me read what Nabal said to these men. Nabal sneered at David's messengers.
Ooh.
Who is this fellow David? As if he doesn't know. Who does this son of Jesse think he is? There are lots of servants these days who run away from their masters. Should I take my bread and my water and my meat that I've slaughtered for my shears and give it to a band of outlaws who come from who knows where?
Wow, that was very rude and very foolish.
I tried to read it as if it was very rude and very foolish, but the words didn't really need any help. So when David heard about what Nabal said, he became very angry and decided he's going to go take revenge.
Oh, boy. So yeah. Now we have a foolish man and a very angry man, which is not a good combination.
Not at all. But one of Nabal's servants went and told Abigail everything that had happened. And Abigail immediately understood this was going to end very badly if she didn't do something.
So she stepped into a very tense situation.
She did. She quickly gathered a lot of food, supplies, and she went out to meet David before he reached their house. But listen to what Abigail did and how she used her words to talk to David.
Oh, I have it pulled up on my phone too. Let me read it. I'll play Abigail. She fell at his feet and said, "I accept all the blame in this matter, my lord. Please listen to what I have to say. I know Nabal is a wicked and ill-tempered man. Please don't pay any attention to him. He's a fool, just as his name suggests. But I never even saw the young men you sent. Now, my lord, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, since the Lord has kept you from murdering and taking vengeance into your own hands, let all your enemies and those who try to harm you be as cursed as Nabal is. And here is a present that I, your servant, have brought to you and your young men. Please forgive me if I have offended you in any way. The Lord will surely reward you with a lasting dynasty, for you are fighting the Lord's battles, and you have not done wrong throughout your entire life. Even when you are chased by those who seek to kill you, your life is safe in the care of the Lord your God, secure in his treasure pouch. But the lives of your enemies will disappear like stones shot from a sling. When the Lord has done all he promised and has made you leader of Israel, don't let this be a blemish on your record. Then your conscience won't have to bear the staggering burden of needless bloodshed and vengeance." Wow. That's super humble.
Yep.
Super perched.
Yeah. And through the wise words she spoke, Abigail helped David see that if he took revenge, he was going to regret it later.
Yeah.
Her words helped him calm down and make a wise decision instead of a foolish one.
So Abigail's words didn't just sound nice. They actually stopped a huge problem from happening.
Exactly. Her wise words stopped a disaster.
Yeah.
And this story teaches us something really important. Wise words can stop big problems. Equally, foolish words can start big problems.
So sometimes wisdom is not just what you do. Sometimes wisdom is what you say and how you say it. Man, I've certainly been in a place where I want to say things in reaction, but if I slow down, if I perch, maybe ask a friend for advice, it usually helps me to respond with wise words. And it can stop the fight altogether.
Exactly. That's right. In fact, Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare."
So the way we talk can either calm a situation down or can make it much worse.
You know what this whole conversation about words reminds me of?
Okay, well, now I'm a little nervous to hear this answer.
Glitter.
Glitter? I did not see that coming.
Yeah, glitter is beautiful and fun, but also slightly dangerous.
Yeah, that might be the most accurate description of glitter I've ever heard.
Yeah, because once glitter gets out, it goes everywhere.
Oh.
It gets on your hands, your clothes, the floor, the table. Somehow it shows up 3 days later in places you don't even remember.
Yeah, like in the dog's fur.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to clean up completely.
You know, my husband once had some in his belly button.
No.
When he was the principal of Nittany Christian, the kids succeeded in selling so much chocolate in the annual sale that they were allowed to douse him in anything they wanted. So those kids put him in a kiddie pool and made him into a human sundae, complete with hot chocolate, ice cream, sprinkles, mustard, and ketchup.
Not glitter, too.
And mustard and glitter in your belly button is not an okay thing.
No.
But I digress. Words are kind of like glitter. Once they come out, they spread. You can't gather them all back up again.
That's actually a really good example. When we say something kind, those words can spread and make a lot of people feel encouraged. But when we say something mean, those words can spread too and hurt a lot of people.
So one little sentence can turn into a lot of bad glitter.
Yes. And sometimes we think our words don't matter that much, but they actually matter a lot.
So maybe, I don't know, before we say something, we should pause. Count to 10, ask ourselves, do I really want to throw glitter right now?
Or better yet, do I really want to clean up glitter right now?
Yeah, because once it's out forever.
And that's why the Bible tells us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. I get it. I get it. Wise people don't just say everything they think. They choose their words carefully because they know the weight that they hold.
So I guess the lesson today is words are like glitter.
Yes, words are like glitter. They spread, they stick, they're very hard to clean up.
So we should use glitter words carefully.
Exactly. Use your words to make things beautiful, not messy.
That might be the best glitter advice I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am never going to look at glitter the same way again.
I just think glitter just became a much more serious issue in our lives.
Yeah, even if it is slightly dangerous.
But I still love it here and there.
Oh, listen, that woodpecker is back. He's pecking that tree. I feel like if that woodpecker were a person, he would be the person who talks through the whole movie.
Oh, don't you hate that?
We all know someone like that.
I might live with someone like that.
I do too. Do you think the owl that we were on the lookout for is somewhere out there?
Oh, I'm sure he is. And he is sitting quietly, watching us.
Waiting for his next snack.
Owls are very good at sitting quietly, observing everything.
If animals had personalities, the owl would definitely be the quiet, thoughtful one. And the woodpecker would be the loud, energetic one. Wait, did you hear that?
The woodpecker sure did. He's listening.
He is.
I think that was the owl.
We spent all this time talking about owls, and they only show up at the very end?
Yep, that's him. And will ya look? The wise old owl even quieted that noisy woodpecker.
Oh, that seems downright biblical.
I will never think of glitter the same again. Or woodpeckers. Words may be small, but they can do very big things. They can encourage someone, hurt someone, calm a situation down, or make it worse. And the consequences of what you say don't usually just go away. That's why the Bible tells us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Wise girls use words to help others, not hurt them. Here's a challenge for you and your mom to try. This week, use your words wisely. Ask God to help you. Be intentional to encourage someone, thank someone, help someone, or stand up for someone. And before you speak, remember to ask yourself, do I really want to throw glitter right now? One great way to grow in wisdom and learn to use your words wisely is by spending a few minutes with God every day. What your heart is full of is what's gonna come out, so you want it to be full of God's word. That's why we love the True Girl subscription box. Each one has 60 daily devos that get you and your mom into your Bibles. They're all themed. Right now, the theme is obedience. Ask your mom to subscribe for you today at mytruegirl.com. Now, did you know that you're walking a path each day? Every choice you make is taking you somewhere. Join Dana and Susie next week to learn how to choose the wise path and follow God one step at a time. The True Girl Podcast is a production of Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.